You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Episode 258 of the Read to Lead podcast is brought to you in part by Gusto, with easy online payroll benefits and HR built for modern small businesses. You can demo their software free for 90 days right now when you run your first payroll. Visit gusto.com/read to lead to find out more.
Hi, I'm Arlene Pellicane, author of numerous books, including Calm, Cool, and Connected, 5 Habits for a More Balanced Life. Get even more tips for a balanced life every time you listen to this. It's the Read to Lead podcast with my friend, Jeff Brown.
Hi there, I am Jeff, and this is the podcast dedicated to your personal and professional growth. Good news, I'm on the mend, feeling better than I felt in weeks. Not quite 100%. But getting pretty close. If you're new here, you need to know that I believe that true success in business and in life is only possible with intentional and consistent reading. In other words, you need to develop the desire to be a lifelong learner. And though today we're not featuring a specific book, I do want to take the time you're giving me to share some specific career advice. One item of which it took me years to learn, but now I recommend to virtually every working person today. I want to share with you the next 3 steps you should take if your current job is no longer fulfilling you and you're not sure what to do next. Now, that may mean simply searching for a new job, but it may also mean it's time for you to take the leap and venture out on your own, a dream of many, but a path that is taken by few. The first step is one I recommend no matter what you're trying to accomplish, and that is simply to begin with the end in mind. If you, like I once did, have a desire to transition from your job to working for yourself, set a deadline, a date in the future by which you desire to ultimately make that transition. Now, the first time my wife and I set this goal, it made all the difference. At one point in our marriage, we wanted her to be able to work only when she wanted, not because she had to, and to be able to do so from home. So we began by picking a date in the future by which we wanted to make this happen. Our choice was aided, as you might imagine, by determining how much of a nest egg we felt was necessary and how long we thought it would take us to aggressively save that much money. I'm thrilled to report that years ago we were able to do exactly that, and my wife has been working from home whenever she wants and not when she doesn't want ever since. The second time we did this was when I realized my passion for the industry I was working in for 24 years wasn't what it used to be. I began thinking about things like life beyond my present job, and I knew deep down that I wanted to work for myself someday. So I talked it over with my wife, and together we chose a date that was not close enough to feel scary just yet, and not far enough away that we could afford to sit on our hands. Now, as it turns out, through no fault of my own, I would lose my job 6 or 7 months before that date we'd set as our goal, which is why taking step number 2 is incredibly important. And that step is start a side project or a side hustle in your spare time right now. Like I did, don't set that date to make the transition out into the future and assume everything between now and then is going to be just fine. Now, this can be something related to your current career or something completely unrelated. The beauty of this is it can even be something that you know you don't want to do long term. In my case, I enjoyed tinkering around with websites. I had started a blog of my own a couple of years before and enjoyed creating them. Now, eventually that would lead to me creating websites and mobile apps too. So for fun and extra income, I started helping small businesses with both of those things in my spare time. And I only took on the few I could handle because I was working a regular job. I didn't absolutely have to have the money, but it was great side income that I could sock away. Again, for that date we'd set in the future that I ultimately wanted to leave my full-time job. Now again, while I knew that earning a living doing those things wasn't ultimately what I saw for my future, this side hustle was a godsend because it helped my wife and I keep our heads above water financially when that fateful day came. Because that side business, that side hustle had already existed for a couple of years, I was able to immediately transition it into a full-time 40-hour-a-week endeavor. And I kid you not, listen to this. Within 30 days of losing my job, I was invoicing an amount equivalent to twice my previous monthly pay. Now, had I not already been cultivating this business in the margins of life, needless to say, the transition would have taken a lot longer. It would have been a lot more painful. And frankly, this was time my wife and I did not have. Let's quickly review. Step number one, begin with the end in mind. Set a date into the future by which you want to make the transition. Step two, start a side project or side hustle or side business, whatever you want to call it, not tomorrow, but right now. Now, if you're saying, Jeff, I'm not sure where to begin with my side hustle, let alone think about transitioning full time from my current job to working for myself, the good news is step number three, and that is attend for free my upcoming online conference called the Boss Free Virtual Summit. Now, this is a great, no-risk way to learn tons more about what working for yourself can look like from some of the world's smartest people, all of them doing exactly what I did. They ventured out on their own, built an amazing life of freedom and fulfillment, and never looked back. Not only is this online conference free, but because it's online, you're not going to have to fly anywhere, book a hotel, pay all those expenses, or even, for that matter, change out of your pajamas because I'm bringing it to your laptop. It'll feature 30-plus speakers over 8 days. Folks like Chris Brogan, Dory Clark, Ryan Levesque, Dan Miller, Jeff Goins, Farnoosh Brock, Natalie Sisson, Carrie Oberbrunner, and many, many more. Maybe you just want to learn whether this path is even the right one for you. Again, you can learn exactly that risk-free. Or maybe you want answers to the questions like those from Steve that I got in a reply to an email I sent out just yesterday. He asks questions like, how do I know if I'm financially able to make the jump away from my day job? How do I find my customers or clients for my side job? Once I've decided that I want to leave my job, how do I stay motivated and do good work when I've already got one foot out the door? Awesome question, Steve. Thank you. These and many more will be answered during the Boss Free Virtual Summit. To register for free right now, just visit this site, bossfreesummit.com. That's bossfreesummit.com. I am so looking forward to being able to share this content with you and having you attend the Boss Free Virtual Summit. Again, visit bossfreesummit.com. Well, this episode is sponsored by Gusto, offering easy online payroll benefits and HR built for modern small businesses across the country, like the one you may be building in the very near future. Gusto offers fast, easy-to-run payroll, including W-2s and 1099s. Expert HR advice is just a phone call away. They offer health benefits, 401ks, and more for nearly every budget. Gusto automatically files and pays all state, local, and federal payroll taxes. You can sign, store, and organize employee documents all online. And 74% of customers say they take 10 minutes or less to run payroll with Gusto. They were even named the best online payroll of 2018 by PC Mag. Right now, you can demo their software free for 90 days when you run your first payroll. How awesome is that? Just visit gusto.com/read-to-lead. That's gusto.com/read-to-lead. I hope you found today's career-oriented episode helpful. For the written version of the thoughts I've shared here today, visit readtoleadpodcast.com/258 for episode 258. For comments, questions, or feedback on the Read to Lead podcast or this episode specifically, write me, Jeff, at readtoleadpodcast.com. That does it for this week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, remember, leaders read and readers lead.